Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. This week, the 538.com website reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 89.4% of the time, same rate as last week. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative John Faso doesn't think the election in November will be a wave in either direction. Quote, a lot fewer people are talking about that anymore, unquote, Faso said of Democrats picking up a large number of seats in Congress this fall. Quote, I was sent here to the House in my mind to try to get things done, and regardless of the political consequences, one way or the other, unquote. In 2010, more Republicans turned out in congressional elections after a Democrat, Barack Obama, was elected president, and conventional political wisdom has been that 2018 will see a similar surge from Democrats. The website 538.com reports that on the generic congressional ballot nationally, Americans support Democrats over Republicans by a 46.8% to 35.5% margin. The Cook Political Report lists Faso's 19th congressional district as a toss-up. New York Magazine also lists the election between Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado as a toss-up, calling it one of the most competitive districts in the country. And there are indications that local Democrats are fired up for the vote. More than twice as many Democrats turned out for the primary election June 26, compared to 2016 when Zephyr Teachout beat Will Yandick. Faso does admit that the president can make things difficult in this election. For instance, Donald Trump's policy of separating migrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border is very unpopular, and Faso has been on both sides of that issue, saying on June 20th that immigration agents were just following the law, but then, on the same day, also applauding Trump's decision to stop the separations. Faso says he has only been in the same room with Trump twice and has never spoken to him, and, quote, my advice would be don't tweet as much and only tweet on policy matters, unquote. Delgado declined to comment for the article. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Paul Brooks reports in the Times-Herald that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, was in Ulster County July 5th, though the appearance was not listed on the public schedule page of his website. Faso was at Tilson Lake in Gardiner talking to activists who want to save the lake. The owners, the Palisades Interstate Park Commission, want to drain the lake and tear down the dam that gives the 23-acre lake at the foot of the Shawangun Ridge water. The executive director of the group wrote a March 28th letter that his agency does not have the money to repair the weakened dam. It is unclear what a congressperson can do about the state issue, and Faso did not offer any specific remedies. Tara Linehan of New Platts said she swam in the lake 5 times this week. She said, and I quote, we have to try to talk some sense into them. It's my favorite place to go. I don't have to pay to go swimming. I'm a local. It's where we go. End quote. Read the full story in the Times-Herald Record. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Legislation to name the Saugerties Post Office for the late U.S. Representative Maurice Hinchey has been approved by both houses of Congress. Passage was announced July 9th by U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and U.S. Representative John Faso, who co-sponsored the measure. The legislation must now be signed by President Donald Trump for the post office at 111 Market Street in Saugerties to be renamed Hinchey, who lived most of his life in Saugerties, died last November at the age of 79 after battling a rare neurological disorder. He served in the House of Representatives from 1993 until his retirement at the end of 2012. He served in the State Assembly from 1975 to 1992. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Hudson Valley representatives in Congress, Democrats and a Republican, representing the 18th, 19th, and 20th congressional districts, have all signed up to prosecute pirate radio broadcasters with penalties unlike any before. John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, and Democrats Sean Patrick Maloney and Paul Tonko are all co-sponsors of H.R. 5709, or the Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement Act. Pirate Act most notably raises the maximum fine for broadcasting without a license from $100,000 to $2 million. Currently, the Enforcement Bureau estimates the FCC collection rate at 10% in anti-pirate radio actions. The House's proposal would hasten the FCC's enforcement process and mandate twice-a-year sweeps of the reputed top 5 pirate markets in the country. There has not been a major bust of any pirate radio station in the Hudson Valley in many years, and the Federal Communications Commission recently cut back its enforcement office. But these three Hudson Valley lawmakers now have a large interest in the issue. Faso has received a $1,000 political donation during the current 2018 campaign from the National Association of Broadcasters. Tonko received $7,000 during the 2016 campaign from the National Association of Broadcasters, and Faso also got $500 from the NAB during the 2016 campaign. At a hearing on June 13th, the House's Subcommittee on Communications and Technology approved the Pirate Act on a voice vote. Next, the proposal heads to the full House Energy and Commerce Committee, where it will likely see amendments with minor changes. There is no current similar bill in the U.S. Senate.
Rachel Silverstein in Capital Confidential rounds up different political opinion about President Donald Trump's nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Both of New York senators are Democrats and are opposing the nomination. Kirsten Gillibrand's statement read in part, and I quote, "If Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed, he would tip the balance of the Supreme Court even more against workers' rights, civil rights, and women's rights for decades to come. I do not think he's the right choice for our country, and I am going to vote against him and urge my colleagues to do the same," end quote. Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less." Judge Kavanaugh's long track record of partisan politics comes with a long paper trail. The Senate must be able to access and adequately review all documents, emails, and paperwork associated with Kavanaugh before the process moves forward, end quote. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is in the House and does not have a vote on the nomination. He left a message on Twitter that read in part, and I quote, "President Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh is an excellent choice. Judge Kavanaugh has compiled an outstanding record on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. He has a long record of decisions being upheld by the Supreme Court and is someone who understands that the role of a judge is to interpret our Constitution and laws and not to make law from the bench," end quote. Democrat Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "President Trump's Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh extends his push to pack the court with extremists who support his misguided policies and will help insulate him from legal accountability for his past actions. The Senate should fulfill its constitutional duty and decline," end quote.
This is Antonio Delgado's hip-hop project, AD The Voice. This is Us Scared, an instrumental track.
In the Times Herald reports that it did not take long for the campaign of Representative John Faso to go after his Democratic opponent, Antonio Delgado, for the hip-hop album he released more than a decade ago. It took less than 2 weeks for the attacks over the hip-hop CD, Painfully Free, Delgado released on the Static Entertainment label in 2006. Faso said in a release statement, and I quote, "I was shocked and surprised to learn Mr. Delgado authorized some very troubling and offensive song lyrics. The tone and tenor of his lyrics, as reported, are not consistent with the views of most people in our district, nor do they represent a true reflection of our nation. Mr. Delgado's lyrics paint an ugly and false picture of America," end quote. Delgado defended his earlier work. He said via email, and I quote, "My decision to pursue a career in hip-hop was consistent with hip-hop's long and rich history of addressing the social and racial injustices that plague America. If you listen to the content of the lyrics, my mission is clear, end quote. Then on the phone July 9th, Delgado said Faso's attack was, and I quote, right out of the political playbook of the right to play to stereotypes. Any attempt to turn me into a right-wing caricature of a hip-hop artist is going to fail because it's not who I am, and the voters of New York 19 have shown they know better. Read the full story in the Times Herald Record.
Antonio Delgado is running for the 19th congressional seat as a Democrat this November. In 2006, he had a rap CD out, and this is a song called Draped in Flags from Antonio Delgado's project AD The Voice.
A wise man once told me, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Mission accomplished May 1st, 2003. Over 3 years later, we still face the insurgency. 133,000 dead for supposed democracy. But then again, the first reason was WMDs. Never found those, so they proposed something like a loophole in the equation for woe, and we accept for lost souls. Cause can't accept a mistake for the death toll. That hurts too much to face truth, shed a few and let go. But we know it's more than meets the eye. Independent of the fact that we were ever told a lie. Incompetence enough to ask the leadership why. And objectively criticize, it's what a patriot does in hard times, so we can learn to be better and truly epitomize the principles you proselytize while we eulogize lost lives and try to have it make sense. Meanwhile, oil execs are counting dollars and cents.
Bridget Bowen reports in Roll Call that a Democrat-backed poll has the Democrats slightly leading in the congressional election. The first poll after Antonio Delgado became the Democrats' nominee against freshman incumbent John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, shouldn't be taken all too seriously. But the poll commissioned by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has Delgado with a 7-point advantage with a 49-42% result. In 2016, Faso beat Democrat Zephyr Teachout roughly 54-46% in the 19th Congressional District, so that would be quite a swing, but in line with similar Democrat turnout in recent primary and special elections around the country. This Democrat-funded poll questioned 545 likely general election voters June 27th and 28th through a mix of live cell phone and automated landline phone interviews, with a margin of error of 4.2 points. Faso has been attacked by Democrats for 2 years and has just a 30% favorable result in the poll, much lower than Delgado's 45%. The National Republican Congressional Committee dismissed the poll from their counterparts in a statement July 11, and I quote, "Leave it to the DCCC to release a bogus poll just days after Antonio Delgado was exposed for recording disturbing and offensive rap lyrics," end quote. NRCC spokesman Chris Martin said, and I quote, "They know how painfully out of touch Delgado is with the district, and this is a desperate attempt to convince the media that his campaign is even remotely viable," end quote. Read the full story in Roll Call.